Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Robert Randolph in the Family Band. I now follow him on Twitter, and he's just a diehard Knicks guy. I was hoping I was going to get music. You know, give me some tunes, Robert. And I still thoroughly enjoy the NBA and the way Towns is playing. I pay attention to it. I don't need a breakdown of the Knicks every game.
You get some insight on Carl, on Tibbs, you know, your old buddies.
Yeah. That's fine, but I'd like some music also. All right, Dave alluded to it. We're playing the bumper theme, and it's tied to the Star Tribune story, the boom of car washes. Boom! Closed circuit PA. Boom! That's a great way to start the game. He nailed it. It
works out well.
He nailed it with that one. Now, car washes are enormous in our family. Why, Dave Harrigan, our car wash is enormous in our family?
You own 85 cars, and Q loves the car wash.
The last one is correct. I do not own 85 cars.
And you keep them all outside just so they get dirty.
Yes, yes. My boy, number three, loves car washes. So we are monthly members of, wait for it, Mr. Car Wash.
Mr. Car Wash.
Can you have a better name than Mr. Car Wash? I've got only one that is equal, Mrs. Car Wash.
Okay, I thought I was going to have to excoriate you there for a lot of sexism, but that's fine.
Yeah, why is it? Oh, look who's here. Look who's here. He's here, but he can't join us at 2:30.
That's fine.
Because the armory is, I don't know what, 100 yards from here?
Maybe 200.
Maybe. Maybe. And he's got another apartment over by the armory, too. Yeah.
In the armory, yeah. Actually.
Why is it Mr. Car Wash and not Mrs. Car Wash?
Perhaps they were worried about the sexism of, oh, the woman's got to clean your car. That's how it is.
Honestly, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Where,
or it's a chauvinist thing.
Where is your car wash? And are you fascinated by car washes like Quentin Robert Hartman? Or are you bored by it and you don't get why we are seeing a car wash everywhere? Because now, I mean, I know gas stations have had them.
Wait, what?
It's almost like now, if you're a gas station and you don't have a car wash, you're not allowed to talk to the other cool kid car washes.
Don't bother.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not even going to get my, I've run out of gas. I need to get to a meeting, but wait a second. I'm a block from you. I see that you don't have a car wash. I'll walk another mile. They're everywhere. You have the standard, a gas station car wash where, you know, you're outside, you're putting the gas in there, and there's Maria Menounos or whatever her name is, or Mario Lopez or Peyton Manning, or I don't know who it is. Breaking down 47 things before I can just, here's my card, here's my choice, and let me pump the damn gas, when it's 400 below. I don't need a quiz. I don't need a news update. I don't need a breakdown of what's happening. Just, and by the way, don't even ask me if I want a car wash when it's 400 below. Let's have the temperature adjust.
When the car wash is closed anyway?
Yes. So then you go around, maybe you say yes to the gas station car wash, you pay, I don't know, $8, $9, $12, whatever it might be, $5. And then you go there, what do? Punch in the code. Beep, 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 beep. And then it's a more simple one. Mm-hmm. Most of the gas station car washes are fairly simple,
right? Sometimes you just pay right at the machine at the wash. You don't
That's
even
correct.
Need the gas.
You have that option.
That's
also
how I rule.
You have that option. Then you have a little higher end ones, a little, where they're on their own. Then you get to pretty nice ones, because I would view Mr. Car Wash as a pretty nice one. Mainly one where You stay in the, as my friends down south would say, the vehicle. You stay in the vehicle. Now, the one Edina / Bloomington cross-section of 100-494, you can get out of your vehicle there for the Mr. Car Wash.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe even the Hopkins one, too. And then you got the la-di-da ones, where you get out and you can watch your car.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice.
Q loves it. Now, the prices are soaring at those car washes.
Yes, they are.
My God. They're like $30 or something.
Well, and there's like five different tiers of about 10 different tiers of washes. You can get the five that are just the exterior.
That's exactly.
And
right.
Then the five that also include the interior.
Yes, you've nailed it.
I know this very well because when my wife got a newer vehicle year and a half ago for Christmas last year.
Oh,
so two Christmases.
Sounds like it was
ago,
like a Lexus commercial. You know, yeah. Lindsay walked outside. You had the big bow tie for the what?
No.
Mercedes?
She got the vehicle in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
But she really wanted to work hard at keeping this thing nice and clean.
Mm.
So for Christmas, I got her like a book of, you know, coupons for, you know, free wash.
What a shock. That was your gift for your wife.
It was paid for like eight washes or whatever it was. And so she had to do, go up, tear one off.
Coupon.
Beep. And then she drives right in and they
take
right,
care
though. Of
her. You're right. There's some of them where you go, you come around the corner and there's like 25 choices of what kind of wash you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them, like the one we used to go to in America's Greatest City, on the planet's greatest city, in Golden Valley off Louisiana Avenue, where I once was confronted by someone and my boy Jay Ettinger got a screaming match with the guy. Jay needs to remind me all that story. It was a while ago. It was very funny. Well, then they have to wait outside. They're waiting outside, and then they say, what air freshener do you want? But then you got a window by window by window, and you're seeing it all break down?
Mm-hmm. I'm convinced the one near us, which we visited just last week, me and one of the girls to wash Lindsay's vehicle for her, they've got the most brilliant business move I've ever seen. You go inside and you watch the car go through, and it's great. They also serve you free popcorn, which is perfect for when you bring a child and they can't finish the bag of free popcorn. So you let them take it to the car, then they spill it all over the car,
great.
And then you have to back for another vacuum out the next day.
That's better than the iPhone.
It's genius.
That's
genius.
That is a brilliant idea. That is such a good idea. Okay, I have more car wash observations. I want you to text me. Do you have your favorite car wash? Do you love the car wash experience? I don't think you record it like Q does. Q, I think on the iPad, we may have 747,542 car washes recorded.
Well, you got the multicolored soaps. You got to record that.
I mean, and occasionally he'll ask me to go, well, let's pass this time. And he reluctantly agrees. And then I say, why am I telling him no? And then I said, well, just go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead. Where's your car wash? What do you think of phenomenon? Or are you in the group? Who cares about the car wash? I don't participate in any way. Car wash mania. That's what we're dealing with right now. 651-461-9226. Among the texts on the car wash topic, by the way, DeRusha, I browbeat him into it. Now he's back. He's back at 207. Bill Guerin, who was going to blow us off also. He forgot that he had a flight schedule, so we had to move him. He's at 235. So plenty of good stuff still coming your way. Hauser in the last 45 minutes, all on the Supreme Court and what's going on with the White House. Big among your texts at 651-461-9226. Big car wash, dead to me. Can't beat the hand wash when the weather turns to get all the winter grime out of the nooks and crannies with the tunes pumping and cold beer not far away. My favorite car wash is a bucket full of water and soap, my garden hose, and car parked in the driveway. I go to the car wash that can conveniently launder my money.
Very good.
Very good. I think I know that one. Waterworks in Golden Valley, that's the name of it, just off 384 in Louisiana. Expensive and fancy. Yes, it is.
Somebody asking if Quinny washes the car washes back on his iPad. Yes. He loves it. He really, really does. There's a lot of things he likes. The stimuli, just what it does for him, like escalators, elevators, many things. I love the Mr. Car Wash Brooklyn Park by Fleet Farm. On Tuesdays, you get a half-press car wash, and the veterans know which ones still have enough pressure to clean your car because most of the spray nozzles are so close down you can't even get a any bird turd off your car. That's a problem.
Yeah, you want more pressure for that.
I like, though, if you're a veteran car wash guy and you know where to go. Well, that's the point we've discussed here, I think, also with the Am I Wrong Committee. The fact that certain gas stations charge you for air,
yes,
is criminal.
It is.
It is criminal. They should walk in and address anyone who works there and says, we're giving you a day warning. If you're still working here when you're charging 75 cents, $1.50, whatever it might be, unlimited time for air, you're complicit also.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to the sneezer.
I would say the House GOP right now should authorize the State Patrol to start rounding those
yes.
folks up.
Yes. God, I forgot to ask that part to Hauser, didn't I?
Nah, it's a shame.
How many people have the Republicans rounded up in the back of a vehicle?
Speaking of the driveway wash, though, what a great opportunity for something to do for your kids in the summer.
Yes.
Hey, kids, go wash the car because they get a job done, it's helpful to you, and they love it. And who cares how long it takes?
Yeah. Set up. Well, I guess what you could do is you could go from house to house, knock on the door, or if they're in, let's say, the neighborhood, set it up, just have buckets of suds right in the driveway. Have maybe even like a lemonade stand right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You knock on the door, $5, I'll wash your car. Also, you know, you got some sort of vacuuming device from inside the hose. Hopefully it's not the conventional vacuum. That's a bit problematic in the vehicle.
You can make that work.
You know, have some sort of Dyson situation.
A little hand vac thing.
You know, the hand vac. Probably not the Dyson because the Dyson, maybe the low price is $5,000. The Dyson products, they're great. They are not inexpensive. You know, set it up right there. That's a great way to make money. Make some dough. Have the car wash situation right there. Do we have enough, Dave, do you think, summer outside car washes?
No, we don't. And that's got to be just a casualty of this being such a cold weather environment for 6 months out of the year. They're worthless, right?
That's it. That's the problem. Maybe the place where the Western White House is located, there's a number.
Oh, yeah.
Of outside car washes. Q loves that one even more. But yeah, it's tough to go to your entrepreneurs are going to back you and say, I got this car wash idea. They're like, great. Car wash is so popular. Let's do it. Yeah, it's an outside one.
Here's the thing.
Okay. So in other words, knowing how crappy April and May are, June to October 1st, our car wash is going to work. What is it the rest of the time? Oh, nothing.
It's there.
It's there.
Pipes might burst.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to get employees. And, you know, occasionally we're hoping for the really high teenage kids who are to come over and think this is kind of funny. Sean has called in. He wants to chime in on car wash mania. Go ahead, Sean. You're on CCO.
Hey, Chatty, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for listening. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I decided to call and talk about Mr. Car Wash. That's my monthly go-to as well.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, me too. You know, we've been a member for quite a few years now. The rate's gone up a little bit over the years, but we still stick with them.
They're loyal. They're loyal. You're loyal. How often you go, Sean?
I go every day.
Every day you go to the car wash?
Yep.
Are you?
I'm retired now, so it's part of my routine every morning.
Yeah? Is there potentially a young lady that works there, Sean, that you're paying in particular attention to? Is that part of this?
No, you know I'm happily married 31 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just want to make sure, Sean. I want to make sure there's nothing else going on.
But, you know, there are a couple of gals that, you know, that are friendly.
Here we go.
That you wave at. But it's usually the same old grumpy guy that I go to. he has zero expression on his face. Gives you the old command.
You want to have that. Sean, I always appreciate when you call in. Stay safe. 28 past 1. Traffic and weather next on CCO. Okay, a little national politics as we continue to play car wash music all day. A reminder is about an hour ago when a federal judge said, Donald Trump, the Constitution matters. And you can go through a very difficult and onerous and complex and complicated process to change the Constitution. But you can't change the Constitution by executive order. So ending birthright citizenship, the federal judge said, blatantly unconstitutional. So as of now, that story is over. Also, Lisa Murkowski, the center-right Republican from Alaska, has come out as the first Republican to say, I'm not voting for Pete Hegseth. There's too much out there. Then you also, in the last few minutes, had John Ratcliffe, who at one point was a fiery Republican congressman, get approved as the CIA director for Donald Trump. So a couple nominations have been approved. We had the Christie Nome hearings. We don't even have Tulsi Gabbard hearings yet. That's going to be feisty. And buckle up, get your popcorn, when RFK Jr. sits down. 1,000% he should not be approved for this office, in my opinion. Let's get to some other items. So we talked a couple times about Lauren Sanchez. Let's be honest, Lauren Sanchez is an attractive woman who was in TV for a long time, but now has become even more of an Instagram star, only heightened by the fact that she's been engaged for a long time to the second wealthiest man on the planet, Jeff Bezos. Lauren is not afraid in any way to show her fitness, including at the inauguration, where normally in the day it is a little more conservative for inauguration, and then the ball, you do what you want. Well, with Lauren on Inauguration Day, some of us called it Boobs Are Us, because she was not afraid to show off her boobs. And there were memes of Zuckerberg leaning over, RFK Jr. leaning over. Jared Kushner leaning over. It became a bit of a topic. We joked about it with Rena yesterday. I had moved on. But then I did note that Megyn Kelly, who, when Megyn Kelly was at Fox, I thought she was an outlier. Like, was she center right then? Yeah. But she was really good, in my opinion. You don't have to agree. And would hold Republicans' feet to the fire. Would she go off the reservation at times? Like, sure. Just a reminder, I'm on Fox. But we would find out that Roger Ailes harassed her and was disgusting to her, like he was to many other women. And Megyn Kelly was hired because she's smart, she's good on air, and she's attractive. When she went to NBC, I thought it was idiotic. When she interviewed Alex Jones, who I detest. I don't detest Donald Trump. I just disagree. I think Alex Jones is a loathsome, disgusting human being for what he's done. And again, a reminder,
in court, he admitted, in a divorce court, trying to get his kids, his lawyer admitted, this is a bit. He doesn't really mean this. He's just playing a character. And so if she wants to interview Alex Jones, fine. Show the public what a vile person he is. Remember they posed for pictures wearing sunglasses? Like we're buddies. And you're like, because NBC paid her like $25 million. And she was a part of the Today Show. And then she had her own Sunday night show. And I thought that was stupid. I thought she ended up getting kind of a raw deal there. I really did. I thought too many people just said Fox, Fox, Fox. And it was dumb to pose that way with Jones. But I thought some other stuff she did good. She also was the one in the first Republican debate in 16 where, well, that one might have even still been 15, right? Probably was. Where the Trump phenomenon was just starting and when she asked a valid question about his belittling of women. And when he said Rosie O'Donnell, she pushed back because she's a damn good journalist when she wants to be. She's really good. And then afterwards, what did he make reference to? Her period. I mean, how gross. Like, she was asking these questions. She wasn't herself. You know, she was bleeding from her you-know-what, I think was his phrase. So, and then they did this get-together later, and it was, I thought it was like, what are you doing? Come on. You're a journalist. You asked a very valid question. But I'm sure there was a lot of pressure on Fox. He's our guy. Look at the numbers we're getting. By the way, CNN got huge numbers from Trump during the 2016 campaign. So she's reinvented herself, and she gets to do it. And she's having a ton of success where she, I'd say, is throwing out about her traditional journalism, okay? About 70%. And now she's Trump MAGA. By the way, she gets to be. I'm not faulting her in any way. But she kind of plays it both ways, right? Now, does she call out Trump occasionally? Rarely. It's getting more and more rare. It just is. By the way, you're allowed to change your opinion. And that's fine. And to be honest, in the talk business right now, it's more profitable. It's an easier way to succeed to either be definitely to the right or definitely left. And by the way, definitely to the right is having way more success.
Yes.
Than definitely left.
And don't waver because then you're going to tick off all the people that have come to you for that way to the right or way to the left.
That's it. That's it. Even when you know there's hypocrisy all over the place, look the other way, spin it whatever you want. And so the other day, she's mocking Lauren Sanchez and saying, well, she dressed like a hooker. Ann Coulter, who, I mean, at one point was about far right, as far right can get. My God, she's borderline center right now. And she responded to Megyn Kelly, and I did get a chuckle out of it when I saw it yesterday, and then was reminded again today when, again, Megyn Kelly saying, dressing like a hooker. And Ann Coulter responded this issue. How do you want to describe this picture of Megyn Kelly, which I forget which major magazine. Might have been Vanity Fair.
Yeah, or GQ or something.
How would you describe this photo of Megyn Kelly?
Sultry.
She's
little
in a
black dress, very plunging at the top.
Yeah. Boobs are falling all over the place.
Yes, the hair, you know, the just got out of bed playing with the hair look. Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that Megyn Kelly is lecturing someone about this when, first of all, she was harassed by a complete sleazebag in Roger Ailes and was hired just, because you're a babe, right? And then if she wants to put a picture out of herself looking attractive, fine, that's her call. That's her call. And you're right. This is come hither. I'm attractive. It's messy. I'm playing here. And I don't know if it's lingerie, black dress. And here are my boobs.
I'll read the news.
Yeah, I'll read the news, right? And then she's pointing out somebody else is a hooker. Pot meat kettle. Right? I don't think she's a hooker. I don't think Sanchez is a hooker either. in any way. But it is kind of funny when you're mocking somebody for showing off their looks.
No.
And by the way, when she was on Fox, again, I thought she was really good, Jerome's wife. They showed off her legs every single time.
That's what Fox does, man.
Every single time.
Oh, yeah. Fox loves the legs.
Every single time.
Now, can Megan say, well, look, I took that picture, posed at a photo shoot for a magazine or wherever it was, whereas Lauren Sanchez is dressed like that at the, you know, bleeping presidential inaugural.
Sure.
There's a big difference there, Chad. And
she could try to make that argument. It's a fair argument. But come on. There's a little bit of hypocrisy, right?
Oh, sure.
You know, and it's easier for her to, that's part of the brand, though. That is part of it. And by the way, it's working very well. Egg prices are rising nearly 37%. And a lot of this is not tied to Biden. It's not tied to Trump. It's the recent bird flu outbreak.
I called it the Biden bird flu.
Yeah, he did. Along with the pardons, he attacked birds. As the story points out that we both saw, December 2023, a dozen eggs, grade A, large eggs, they were $2.51, December 2023. By the way, I didn't see many of those, by the way, at that price. But according to this story, I believe it. It's from Fox Business, noted left-leaning. Now they're $4.15. Donald Trump told us that inflation was going to go away. He was going to end the war with Ukraine and Russia. When? Day one.
Well, he just hasn't made the phone call yet.
He has been extraordinarily busy. I'm not saying that in any way. An onslaught of executive orders. So to say he's just laying around, that's a total lie. That's a total lie.
And now he's got to fight the executive orders that are already getting thrown back in his face.
That is correct. If you're a Trump supporter, how much leeway are you going to give him on inflation? Because, and also, if we start seeing the market going up and he's touting that, are you also going to acknowledge that the stock market absolutely soared under Joe Biden? Because it did. Inflation was real. Trying to slow down or resolve what happened in Ukraine and Russia didn't happen. And a lot of money was sent to Ukraine, as, in my opinion, I think it should have. Now, it looked kind of silly when he would say, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this. And then he pretty much did every one about 6 months after saying, yes, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So
no tanks. I have a couple tanks.
Which Trump promise do you need to see fairly quickly? Trump supporter, observer, Trump detester, whatever. For it to live up to the hype. Because I'm not denying that he isn't doing a lot of things. He is. Including just playing the hits as much as he can with Hannity last night to Davos today. While some leaders fly to Davos, he just goes in another room, puts the screen up, and he does it that way.
It's fine. Zoom generation.
I'm not bothered by it at all. What does he need to do? What should he do to show you that he's living up to? Maybe a lot of this immigration stuff, which he's doing. Now, we don't see results yet, but a lot of things have been offered up. And he tried for birthright citizenship. What do you want to see? What should happen early in the Trump administration where you say, and maybe you've seen enough now, you can add that, where you say, it wasn't just bluster, he's going to live up to it. Because the inflation, when he said he was going to, because his only line in inflation is what? Drill, baby, drill. We're producing more oil than we've ever produced in the country's history, including when Donald Trump was president. And, oh, that's not true. It is. By neutral party after neutral party after neutral party. Gas prices, do they have to plummet? Because he said that would happen too. What needs to happen quickly, because he said he was going to change these things quickly, for you to believe that Trump is living up to his word. And if you believe he's already done it, cite examples of what he's done, because he's offered a lot of executive orders. 651-461-9226. Among the texts on the Trump conversation, again, I'll repeat it. Which ones do you want to see some results quickly? I never said they needed to happen by now. I'm using his quotes. His quotes were, I'm going to end the Ukraine-Russia war on day one. That's not me. That's Donald Trump. We're going to lower prices right away. And he signed an endless amount of executive orders. So I'm not saying he's not doing anything in any way. But I'm just asking, which ones do you really think, for him to live up to his word and for the betterment of the country, need to happen quickly? So let's look at some of the texts here. Come on, Chad. It's only been a few days. But at least he's telling everyone, including the world business leaders, that the U.S. intends to be a leader again. Your detest for Trump is getting old, but I'll keep listening, because outside of Trump, you're good to listen to. Thanks. Well, I appreciate the listen. I really, really do. I'm not saying that everything needs to be perfect now. But, Dave, he's the one, Donald John Trump, and he won. He kicked his opponent's butt. He won in the swing states 7-0. And, by the way, if he had a mandate, then Joe Biden had a mandate, because they had the same total. But Donald Trump's the one who said, these problems we'll solve right away. I wish it was that easy. It's complex. It's complicated. And here's something out of his control. Not his fault in any way, the bird flu. Zero. But let's just be honest. If this would have happened during the election, and bird flu would have happened, and it was more of a talker, and the egg prices would have jumped, Donald Trump would not have provided nuance.
No, of course not. Nobody does.
Anyway.
If you're the president, you get hit with everything, good or bad. We talk about it with gas prices with Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy. You know, how many times has he been on the show and said, how much does a president have to do with whether the price is high or low? Zilch.
Yeah, you're right. I was thrilled by Biden's more tech plan to reduce prescription costs for seniors. Trump rescinded immediately. And why? So much for lowering prices. That was ridiculous. Stopping the funding for infrastructure. Why? That's petty. Taking away the Secret Service protection from John Bolton is uber, uber petty. And there's only one reason why he did it, because Bolton was smashing him on networks constantly. It's been out there for a while that Iran, along with trying to kill Donald Trump, too. And I condemn the attacks instantly. I still think it's shameless and embarrassing that we don't know more about the first attempt on Trump's life. We don't know enough. I said that a couple days after. We still don't know enough. But John Bolton has a hit on him from Iran. And the only reason we all know it, the only reason why Trump took that out, is he hated Bolton and all the criticism he offered towards him. If that would have been any other circumstance with someone else who had a hit from Iran but had praised Trump, there's zero chance they would have taken that away, right? Zero.
Yes.
We all know Trump speaks in a hyperbole, exaggeration, imprecise language, but he sticks to most of his themes. Well, he does. Okay, all that's correct. All that is correct. But on the economy, Trump made valid points. But he also is a brilliant marketer, and Joe Biden is an atrocious marketer. They could not sell the better parts of the economy, because when you went to the grocery store, everything seemed more expensive. Want to know why it seemed more expensive? Because it was. Trump has the ability, with his followers, to convince them, at minimum, is going the right way. Biden and it's probably related to his intellectual decline, which this show called out incessantly, couldn't make that case. And that's a part of it. So we're talking about the number of illegals out. That would be big. If the violent individuals, if that's who he's targeting and he has success, that would be a big victory, and he would deserve plenty of credit. CBS, Susie, and then Jason and Bill Guerin next hour.